Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for December 11th through 17th, 2023. Yes, we got two more weeks left to the year. It's kind of crazy to think, I just feel like 2023, I know I said this last week, but 2023 seems to have gone by in a flash. So how are you all feeling the end of the year? Is it kind of weird? Is it kind of normal? Does it feel like the holidays? I don't know. How are you all doing? For those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. You hear me say every week the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Can't forget to be participants. But that said, you know, how do we navigate these times? I know that, you know, sometimes we'll feel the astrology very strongly. It'll be eclipse season like it was a couple months ago, and then the doors of fate close and open. It doesn't mean that we can't participate, but we understand that there are certain times of the year where life just wants to do its own thing. So if you are watching live, as always, let me know where you are. I have Sag rising, so it's always, you know, I get to travel vicariously through you all. And I was actually thinking about this today because we have a Sagittarius new moon tomorrow at 20 degrees. I actually started doing this live show on a Sagittarius full moon, although that was June of 2019, which honestly feels like another lifetime at this point. But let's dive into the astrology of this week. We've got a Sagittarius new moon. So as we speak, or as I speak, you guys are just sort of on the other side of the screen, we are coming to the dark of the moon. And the dark of the moon means that we've reached the end of the lunar cycle. This is a lunar cycle that began on November 13th with a new moon in Scorpio. So we've been in this new moon, this sort of lunar month that has been through the lens of Scorpio over the last 4 weeks. And Scorpio is a very particular energy, and I'm saying this as a Scorpio myself, and it's an energy that even though we are, or rather we have been in Sagittarius season for the last 3 weeks, we've sort of had this holdover to Scorpio, decay, endings. I know your favorite words, decay and endings. Stop it, Katie. Nobody's going to want to watch. But we have to honor the necessity of Scorpio. But it's been a little bit of a heavy energy. So to go from Scorpio to Sag, even though here we are 3 weeks later, is to go from the water of Scorpio into the fire of Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is the last fire sign. When I say the last fire sign, there are four elements in astrology. There's fire, earth, air, and water. It's not the fire of Aries, the first fire sign, which is that raw spark of life. It's not even the fire of Leo, which is the fire of personality, passion, creativity, the things that make you, you. It's a different type of fire. It's the fire of revelation. I realize that word has a little bit of religious context to it, but I mean that in a broad sense. Revelation meaning something is revealed to us. And often through Sagittarius, what is revealed to us is external. It's something that I learned in school, you know, not in school, higher education, college, university, specialized training. I've learned it by traveling the world. I am seeking answers. That's the thing about Sagittarius energy. It's like I need to know more. I need to see more. That's kind of why, you know, I say, look, I'm Sagittarius rising. Let me travel through you, because I'm not doing, sadly, a lot of traveling at the moment. But there was a while where I was like, where are you in the world right now? And I might have said this before, between January 1st of 2020 and March 1st of 2020, if you count the United States, I was in 6 countries, which seemed pretty normal for me. I was like, let's keep this up. But then, you know, the world shut down. But but Sagittarius, it typically needs to see the world. It needs a lot of freedom. Sometimes there's a strong sense of justice, fairness and equity. You're like, wait a second, that sounds a little bit like Libra, sounds a little bit like Aquarius. Well, Sag's 11th sign is Libra. Aquarius's 11th sign is Sagittarius. So we do see these themes of justice, fairness and equity in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign of lawyers. The people who have a strong sense of right and wrong, a moral code. Sagittarius starts to open up our eyes to the world, whether that's mundane, meaning what do I believe in? What do I stand for? I believe what my community has taught me or my family has taught me to believe in this, for better or for worse. I believe this because I've gotten a degree. I have the degree or the title after my name. I believe this because I have traveled. I have seen things. I have learned about the world. There's a worldliness to Sagittarius. There's also that fire of trying to open up our eyes. And there's a subtle point to this. It can be for some. Sagittarius is the sign of religion. I open up my eyes through whatever this religious teaching is. But opening up your eyes means to see yourself. And I think that's really the beauty that awaits us after Scorpio. We've done the work in Scorpio. It's been uncomfortable. It's been necessary. What then is revealed to us? And that's where the sort of the intensities of Scorpio create the alchemy with Sagittarius, and it creates depth. So this is why Sagittarius can be a very deep sign, a very deep thinking, deep feeling sign, even though you don't always think about those words with Sagittarius. But it really wants to take in sort of the deep answers of life. And that depth actually comes from Jupiter, which is the ruler of Sagittarius, but the other side of Jupiter, it rules Pisces. So you see these two signs, Sag and Pisces, and they are two sides of the same coin. Pisces, I believe it, I feel it, I know it to be true, not because you've told me, it's because I feel it personally. I've discovered it within. I've meditated, I've reflected, I've prayed, I've sort of felt into something that's beyond this world. So I wanted to highlight Sagittarius and Pisces because there's a lot going on, you know, especially in Pisces right now. We have Saturn in Pisces. It's like looking at the hand on the astrology clock, and we've got a major hand pointing towards Pisces, Saturn, and another hand pointing towards Pisces, Neptune. Although, to be fair, Neptune has been there since 2011 and 2012, which feels like forever ago. Yeah, that's a thing. In 2025, I'm getting ahead of myself. We've got four planets changing signs. Jupiter, it goes into Cancer. Saturn makes its first dip into Aries. Uranus makes its first dip into Gemini. That's going to be a lot of fun. Neptune makes its first dip into Aries. This is in the middle of 2025, and this is right after Pluto has gone into Aquarius, finally, November 19th, 2024. So we've got a lot of hands on the clock starting to change signs as we get to the end of 2024 and into the middle of 2025. But like I said, I am getting really ahead of myself. But so Sagittarius maybe is that future. You know, Sagittarius is a sign that likes to look towards the future. It likes to sort of, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. That's another side of Sagittarius. So we have a Sag new moon tomorrow at 20 degrees. It's late in the season. 20 degrees means that we have 10 more days left of Sagittarius season. There are 30 degrees, 30 days, give or take, roughly, in each of the zodiac signs that the sun travels through. New moon, so the sun and the moon line up, and it turns the page for us. We've been experiencing life through the lens of Scorpio, even though, like I said, it's been, you know, beyond Scorpio season, and now we need to turn our attention towards Sag. The new moon is a sense of renewal, new beginnings. It puts an energy into a very particular part of your chart, the energy of new beginnings. We'll talk about it when I go through each of the 12 zodiac signs. And with that new beginning, we may be asking ourselves big questions. Everybody lives Sag differently. You know, maybe Sag is, you're like, great, finally, I can get out of the house, I can move, I can travel, I can explore. This is what my soul needs. Or maybe you're like, I'm afraid to leave. I'm afraid to search. I'm afraid to explore. What is your relationship with truth and meaning and faith? Not necessarily the faith of religion, but the faith of, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What's your truth? Each sign of the zodiac has a trap. and I'm not picking on Sagittarius, it's just that side of Sagittarius where it is 100% right, except for the fact that it's not. We've all been there. My joke about Sagittarius is that 99.9% of the time Sagittarius is correct. It's just that 1.1% every time that gets Sagittarius. And so you may be thinking, but I'm not a Sagittarius. But Sagittarius is an energy, it's an archetype, it's part of life, and somewhere in your own personal astrology, you have your own relationship with the archetype of Sagittarius. And, you know, for some, it is a sense of, like I said, big answer, big questions. You know, there is a sense of, like, trying to answer these questions by going outward into the world. But then we have a new moon at 20 degrees tomorrow that makes a square to Neptune. Neptune's at 24 degrees. It just turned direct, I think, like a week and a half ago. I can't remember the exact date. And that sense of Sag, fire, faith, truth, meaning, confidence. Mars is in Sag. Mars is will rally behind a cause. It rallies behind what it believes in when it's in Sag. Square Neptune, there's a friction point. A square is not necessarily, square, by the way, is 90 degree angle. It's not a bad thing. It just says that there's something that wants to manifest. That's the energy of the squares, the energy of manifestation. So there's a friction point, whether it's an idea that wants to manifest or an event that wants to manifest. Neptune on the other side of the coin from Sagittarius says, okay, well, if you believe this, what's your internal relationship with it? You believe it, but do you actually feel it? It's like, do you just go to church because you just go to church, but do you actually feel something or whatever, you know, whatever your beliefs are? And so there is a quietness with Pisces and by extension Saturn and Neptune where it wants to cultivate something within. So these big questions won't necessarily be found outside of us. They may need to be found inside of us over the next 4 weeks. Neptune can pull at us. It can pull at the borders and boundaries and edges of our life. It makes us not just feel our emotions. It feels it helps us to feel a collective emotional experience. So we may feel very sensitive over the coming days. It's a soul searching. It's a need to get quiet, a need to reflect. Maybe this is just a natural time as we come to the end of the year and we prepare to go into 2024. And it's like, okay, well, what have I lived? What have I done? What am I bringing with me into the coming year? A year that continues to put more and more emphasis on Pisces. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It forms a bridge between one end of the zodiac and the beginning. It's about really looking not just at our material life and our human life, but looking at our spiritual life as well. So we may see spirituality in the coming 4 weeks of the new moon. We might be searching for answers and needing to find the people that we think or feel have those answers. Maybe you're reading a lot of books. Maybe you've got a lot of opinions. That's the other thing about Sagittarius, is lots of opinions. And there is a sense of vision with Sagittarius. And I think that, you know, with Jupiter's been in Taurus since May of 2023. This is a new moon where we have to have our feet on the ground. We need to make sure that there is some sense of practice and ritual and dedication that allows the big vision and even big heart of Sagittarius to come into reality. So maybe it's not just internal and external reflection. You're creating time for ritual, meditation, really a sense of intentionality and quietness in everything that you do. But everybody feels Neptune energy differently. I mean, I'm born with Neptune rising, so I live Neptune every day. Neptune's on my Mercury, here I am. But it makes us very sensitive. And you may channel that artistically, creatively. You may channel that spiritually. You may just need to get a lot of rest. That's the other thing. Neptune and Saturn down in Pisces, Pisces forms Sagittarius's fourth. So it does touch on family and home and past and memory. The other thing that we talk about is that Mercury is turning retrograde just right after the new moon on December 13th. There is a sense of mystery of the mysteries of life with the Sagittarius new moon. Mercury, you know, Mercury does have a very strong relationship with the sign of Sagittarius. It's a ruler of Gemini, the sign that opposes Sagittarius. It's also the ruling planet of Virgo. So this Mercury retrograde, which will be at 8 degrees of Capricorn, rewinds on something. Whether it's speaking about value and worth and the things that we invest time and money in, how we earn a living, how we spend money, our material needs. As Mercury as a relationship planet for Sag, but also career planet, we might see a need to go back on something in a professional level or even a relationship level. Mercury being Mercury, maybe an ex materializes from the past. That seems to happen during Mercury retrogrades. And, you know, I mean, hopefully at this point, you know that I'm not an astrologer that freaks out about Mercury retrograde. It's just to understand, and this is your periodic reminder, that all planets turn retrograde, except for the sun and the moon. Mercury turns retrograde the most frequently. It turns retrograde every 3-4 months for 3 to 4 weeks. At a time. So we last had a Mercury retrograde, I think it was August, September. With every planet turning retrograde except for the sun and the moon, it represents this natural yin phase. The energy pulls in, it doesn't push out. It is receptive, it is not active. Remember, life, we can't always go straight line. And you're like, what do you mean you can't always go a straight line? It means that we can't always push out. We also have to pull in. It's like you can't be up 24 hours a day. Otherwise, you're physiologically, that's not possible. But symbolically speaking, we have day, we have night, we have direct, we have retrograde. It's all just part of the dance of life. So use this energy wisely. Give it time to reveal something to you. Mercury will be going back to where it was in the sky from late November to the beginning of December 2023. It may mean that we have to revisit some choices, revisit some events, revisit some things that were more part of our life at that point. Mercury may say that you need to, make a different decision or look at the value of your choices or how you've been making a decision. So this is not a time, Mercury retrograde, to be on autopilot. It's a time to be reflective. Doesn't mean that you have to grind your life to a halt. I suggest no, but it's your life. You can make whatever choices you want. Maybe you feel more at peace or at ease just putting things on hold until January 1st. Mind you, it's certainly the time of year for that because Mercury will turn direct on January 1st at 22 degrees of Sagittarius. So that's these two energies plus the Sun square Neptune that's happening this week. We can go a little bit more into the astrology of this week of December 11th through 17th of 2023. Oh, I know I wanted to remind everybody, especially as we get to the end of the year, I'm doing a webinar next week, next Wednesday, December 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's about a 2.5-hour look at the astrology of 2024. What are its big highlights? What are sort of the big months to look at? What are the big themes to look at? And more importantly, what does it mean for you? You can sign up, and even if you can't join live, you'll get the recording after the live event has ended. So you can go to my show notes, or you can go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. I am also, this is gift certificate season. I have gift certificates. The link is in the show notes. So yes, that's what I wanted to say. So let's look at the astrology of this week of December 11th through 17th, 2023. So like I said, Sagittarius new moon Tuesday, December 12th, gosh, I almost said 13th, December 12th, 2023, 20 degrees of Sagittarius. Go back and listen to how I spoke about it in the introduction. Big themes around faith, truth, meaning, philosophy, a sense of right and wrong, a sense of like, where am I going? What do I believe in? What do I stand for? Then we go into the 13th of December and Mercury turns retrograde at 8 degrees of Capricorn. Do whatever you feel is right for you during Mercury retrograde. It's not the time to go full steam. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to rework, reevaluate. Mercury will be retrograde until January 1st when it turns direct at 22 degrees Sagittarius. We go later this week on the 15th of December, that is Friday. And Mars, yes, Mars is still in Sagittarius, will be in Sagittarius until January 4th, makes a trine to Chiron. It's a little bit, I would say, more of a quieter aspect, in comparison to the Sag new moon. Chiron talks about healing. How do I put this? There is a personal but also a collective experience with Chiron. There is themes that are just a part of being a human being on planet Earth. There are things that make us suffer, and there are things that we all have to work out or work on to heal, to let go. And Chiron's power is that its symbol was reflected in the fact that its symbol is a key, and it can open up the higher potential of your life. But we can't be in the personal with Chiron. We have to be in the collective with Chiron. And Chiron's power is that when it takes the things that have made us suffer the most, and it uses it like medicine to help and inspire other people. See what is the story around healing as you get into the end of the week on the 15th, Mars trine Chiron. Do you have the courage and bravery to let something go, to undo a knot from the past, to inspire and motivate people as well? Then we go into the weekend, and on the 16th of December, we have the Sun square Neptune. So the Sun, as I was saying, at the new moon, because that's what the new moon is, the Sun and Moon are conjunct. They make, the Sun makes it square to Neptune on the 16th. So this is an energy that we are feeling all week. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your intuition. See what is sort of revealing itself to you. Neptune dissolves the boundaries between this world and the next world. It's also a planet, that's because it's an evolutionary planet, it speaks to spiritual works. We all have something that we need to work on. It's a spiritual work. It's bigger than us. And so maybe as we get into the end of the year, we all have a spiritual work to do. It's bigger than us. We'll see. You'll have to get back to me. So let's look at the astrology of each of the 12 zodiac signs. Starting with Aries. Aries, so Mars is your planet. It's still in Sagittarius, which is something called your ninth sign. And this sort of takes you into the beginning of the new year. Maybe you're planning a trip. Maybe you're looking to travel the world. Maybe you have an itch to travel. If it's not travel, maybe it's education. You're focusing on schooling. Maybe it's even going back to school or sort of finishing up a degree as you finish up the year. For some Aries, it's about what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? What's your sense of right and wrong? What are your convictions? What do you fight for? Aries is the sign of, the warrior, the fighter. Sometimes we fight for things that are noble. Sometimes we don't fight for things that are noble. But this new moon that's happening in Sagittarius, although not conjunct Mars in sort of like in a traditional way, it's sort of in the same space as the new moon, in a way wraps you in. It's a new period over the next 4 weeks to get into life's bigger existential questions. With both Saturn and Neptune in your 12th, these are questions that maybe the answers are not outside of you. They're inside of you. And I would say that Neptune picks up on a story that has actually been behind the scenes with you since 2011 and 2012. I realize that is a long time ago. But that's especially with Saturn in Pisces, you stepped into this phase that began in March. So there's been this story since 2011, 2012, and then Saturn is just making it more real, more concrete since just this past March. And this is the time to come to some sort of ending. Endings come in a lot of different forms. I mean that more like end of a cycle so that something else can begin. So do you have the faith to go in this new stage of life. I will add that Mercury is the planet that speaks to voice, communication, even issues of health and wellness. But, you know, with Mercury turning retrograde, it's to reevaluate your choices and how you are thinking, listening, and learning over the next 3 weeks. Taurus. So Venus is your planet, and Venus, I just think you remember, Venus went into Scorpio last week. So for you, Taurus, Scorpio is your relationship sign. So it's sort of bringing the energy of you over to relationships. And this takes you into, gosh, I can't remember when Venus, I think it's like the beginning of January. Venus goes into Sagittarius on the 29th of December. So until then, or, you know, for the next almost 3 weeks, you're really focused on other people. And that comes in a lot of different forms, whether it's primary relationships, focusing on a relationship issue that's been, you know, maybe simmering in the background, or maybe really trying to make connections. This is the roughly around this time of year, give or take, Venus is in Scorpio. But that said, you do have this Sagittarius new moon and something called your eighth. The eighth sign of anybody's personal zodiac, it's a space where we have to do a lot of deep emotional work. And I know you're like, oh, I don't want to do a lot of deep emotional work. It's the end of the year. Can I just pass? But with your planet Venus in the relationship sign and with energies of Sagittarius highlighted, maybe it's the deep work is about a connection. Maybe it's about vulnerability, trust, opening up to somebody, intimacy. Maybe for some it's sexuality, or maybe it's something about you and a partner or a serious relationship. Can I trust? Can I be open? A lot of energy in the eighth says that in this time we are transformed by an emotional process. So to use this wisely, you know, talk to the people that you need to talk to, sit with yourself, see what wants to reveal itself and to teach itself to you, because Sagittarius is the sign of wisdom and knowledge. It's just that you're finding that wisdom and knowledge deep within over the next 4 weeks. Then there's both Neptune and Saturn in your 11th. So there's something not just about relationship, it's also about friends, community, society, humanity. Who do I trust? Who can I connect to? Maybe there's a little bit of a push and pull. And it's to really feel that the people in your life right now are true allies, for example. Yeah. Gemini. Gemini, so your planet is Mercury, and Mercury is turning retrograde on the 13th. So from the 13th all the way to the 1st of January, your planet is in retrograde. Don't worry, this happens every 3 months. But this is the time, and maybe it's interesting that it coincides with the end of the year, this is the time of the year where you need to go back, you need to reflect, you need to retrace your steps. The thing that's a little emotionally uncomfortable about this Mercury retrograde is that Mercury turns retrograde in your eighth. Maybe it's touching about something about vulnerability, trust, or something from the past, for example, whether it's about you, whether it's about something from family or childhood or a family member, but it's a need to really open up about something. Mercury, it will, after the solstice, it will go, I think it's the 22nd that it goes, or the 23rd that it goes into, 23rd it goes back into Sagittarius. And so you're walking back to something about relationships. Mercury was in Sagittarius from, I think it was November 10th, all the way until just this past, your 1st of December. So you need to go back to something perhaps from November, particularly the end of November and into the beginning of December. Sagittarius for you in the Sagittarius new moon is about relationship. It's all relationships. Sometimes when we hear that word, we think romantic relationship and partnership. And this is where this big focus is on the other people of your life over the next 4 weeks. It plays upon Neptune, which is in your 10th career, also Saturn by extension. There's just a lot of things that are happening in Gemini's life right now. What does that mean? It means that you might feel like you're at a crossroads. You might feel like it's about big responsibilities and duties. Maybe you feel like your things are in control, or maybe even things are not in control. And how do you surrender to that? Maybe it's bringing up a lot of fears and a lot of insecurities as a result. But see what's happening, as you know. And for some, the Sagittarius new moon is about new relationship coming into your life, new people, new connections coming into your life, and you know, to see how that might be very different than something that you've been previously used to. Cancer. So the moon is your planet, and the moon, you know, you're going to have a Sagittarius new moon this week. And for you, Sag, is something called your sixth sign. And the sixth is where we really have to get involved with our duties, our responsibilities, the mundane things in our life that are very important to making sure that our lives are running. So this is a new moon for you to get a jump start on the year. Maybe you need to focus on your physical health and wellness. Maybe you need to take care of the details. Maybe you need to get everything organized. You know, for you, this might be a new moon where it's about, you know, community, friendships, making sure that you have people that you feel very allied with, or who can be, you know, helpful in part of your day-to-day life. But that said, you know, since the moon is your planet, it will spend the rest of the week, you know, going through Sag and Capricorn and Aquarius as by the time we get to the end of the week. So this is really about other people right now for you. This is the time every month where you have to sort of reach out towards other people, and this will be more evident when we get into the new year and we have that Cancer Capricorn new moon in the middle of Capricorn season, where we're very much is about new beginnings in relationship. But that said, you know, make sure you're focusing on your health, taking care of your body, creating a lot of ritual and practice. Maybe you're even looking towards the future, like, how do I want my life to be? Like, as I go into 2024, and with that in mind, you know, how do I make sure that my day-to-day life is very grounded and organized, for example? Mercury is turning retrograde. It's no big deal. It is turning retrograde in your relationship sign. And so Mercury may bring up a relationship from the past, maybe something that needs some loose ends tied up. Maybe, you know, somebody that you need to have a conversation or revisit a conversation that you haven't been able to revisit before. Mercury will go into your sixth sign. It's where that's where it wraps up the retrograde as you get into the end of December. And so it's to also look at power dynamics, you know, how things ebb and flow and feel equal in a relationship, or maybe the times where you have to really take care of somebody in your life. Leo. So Leo, the sun is your planet, and so it just happens to be, and maybe not happens every time this year, the sun is in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is a fire sign, and you're a fire sign, so this is a natural season for you to feel like you're creative, you're finding your passion, you're finding the things that light you up and give you joy. I realize it's kind of a funky time, so maybe it's a little bit of, you know, having to navigate a lot of different things, but how do you refine your fire? How do you refine your spark during this time? There's a bit of some heavy emotional energy in Leo's astrology at the moment, although to be fair, this carries into 2024 as well. You have both Saturn and Neptune in something called the eighth. Over the next couple of years, you're doing a lot of deep emotional work. You're like, why am I not doing a lot of deep emotional work, Katie? But the eighth is where we have to face ourselves, whether it's to look at our unconscious, look at things from the past, looking at things that we haven't quite worked through or dealt with. So for everybody, it's to see, you know, what's coming up for you, Leo? With the Sagittarius new moon, how do you get back to the spark of life? How do you take your talents and gifts and abilities and really know the value and worth of your talents and gifts and abilities. With the new moon pointing with Jupiter in Taurus, Taurus is a career sign for you. There might be a direct connection with this new moon and career, taking your talents, gifts, and abilities and putting them out there in the world. Maybe it's a little scary for you to be truly vulnerable, for you to be truly seen. I know you're thinking, but what? I'm a Leo. But Leo, sometimes that's bravado. Sometimes that's a persona that we put on. So are you revealing the real you, Leo? So there might be something about this lunar month that takes you into the beginning of December where you need to put the real you out there on the stage. Virgo, so Mercury is your planet, and Mercury is presently in Capricorn. It's just about to turn retrograde on the 13th. And I think we talked about this last week, but you know, we'll talk about it again. Right now, it's very much about persona, personality, what makes you you, what are the things that light you up and give you joy and give you passion. Maybe that's passion's not the word we quite think about when it comes to Capricorn, but Capricorn is Virgo's fifth sign. So the things that typically light up a Virgo is when it really feels like it's in charge of something, where it's building towards the future, where it can get really into the minutiae of things. But that said, there is something about identity that's wrapped up in this Mercury retrograde. Mercury turning retrograde at 8 degrees of Capricorn, it will wind its way back, and on the 23rd, it goes into Sagittarius. Sagittarius is where we have the new moon on the 12th tomorrow of December. So this is the time in your personal astrology where you get a reset in your home environment. Whether that reset means preparing for a move or thinking about a move or making some changes in the home, I will say that Mars is presently also in Sagittarius, also in your fourth home, family, roots, foundation. And Mars is not typically a quiet influence in this part of your life. So maybe the home environment's a bit busy. Maybe a family member or family members, plural, are a bit demanding of your attention at the moment. Plus there's a new moon. So see whatever new moon or sort of a new chapter, that new sense of renewal that comes into your life right now. Because that said, Mercury going back into Sagittarius on the 23rd all the way into the beginning of January, you may have to revisit something from the past or with family. This new moon, Virgo, the what are called the mutable signs just have a lot going on at the moment, and you're a mutable sign. And this new moon directly connects to what's called your seventh relationships connection. And to see like what's happening in your household, what's happening in the home, what's happening with relationships, because there's just a lot of things happening right now. For you with Jupiter, which rules the new moon in your ninth, there may be something about making sure that you and somebody else, or you and a family member, are seeing eye to eye on something. Sometimes when you get that hit of Sag energy or that hit of Jupiter energy, it really gets into what do you believe in, what do you stand for? Do we see eye to eye? And sometimes we don't. So that might be something that's coming into a relationship or something in your home and household. Libra. Libra, so Venus is your planet. It's presently in Scorpio. So all of the energy of your sign points towards your second sign of money, income, material stability, and material security. We sometimes forget for Scorpio's sort of deep, dark reputation, it's also a sign of finance. So maybe your life is very much focused on financial matters at the moment, especially in, I realized the lunar eclipse in Taurus was a month and a half ago, but maybe that sort of really highlighted something about money and finance, assets and investments over the past month plus. So here's Venus, and Venus is more about your personal money, your personal income, and maybe you're very much thinking about themes of value and worth, or making sure you have your material stability and material security really locked down and anchored. But that said, the Sag, a new moon for you, Libra. Sag is something called your third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. It may be a very chatty, busy, a lot of movement over the next 4 weeks. Certainly, hustle and bustle is something that we associate with this time of year, and you may have a lot to do. Jupiter, which rules the new moon, is pointing towards your eighth. So whether it's about having some pretty deep and intense conversations, whether it's about looking at financial decisions or looking at investing decisions, really getting into these bigger philosophical themes about money and income and finance. And maybe it's with a partner because Mars is presently in Sagittarius, and maybe it's making sure that you and a partner, you and somebody else in your life are on the same page. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I think it's worth mentioning that Mars, which is a relationship planet for you, it will go into Capricorn on January 4th. So we see this sort of shift in seasons, and it does even pick up on energy of the eclipses, and it puts it on the household as you go into the new year. So there might be some changes in the living environment or your living space, or just a lot of movement and changes in the home as you get into the beginning of January and into the beginning of February. Like I said, I'm getting ahead of myself. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet. It's in Sagittarius. It'll be in Sagittarius until January 4th. That is the natural time in your personal calendar to focus on money, income, material stability, and material security. And whether it's about the nuts and bolts of how much you earn, how you spend it, what do you have, it can even get into these bigger themes about material stability. Do I feel safe? Do I have everything that I want? And maybe even getting into themes of value and worth, particularly self-worth and value. But this is so much about real world. The second sign of anybody's personal astrology really gets into the fundamentals of being here in a physical life and having, you know, make sure that we have a roof over our head, money in the bank, food in the kitchen, that sorts of things. Now you also have a Sagittarius new moon. And while, you know, Mars is a little bit away, it's like, I think like 10 degrees away from the new moon, or maybe more like 8 or 9 degrees away from the new moon. In a way, you're kind of roped into this. This new moon is a personal reset in money, income, spending. Jupiter, which rules the new moon, points towards relationship and other people. So whether it's you're in a partnership and a connection, and you really are, you know, talking about money and income and finance with a partner, or maybe it's how do I get, you know, people into my life, or rely on other people to help me to get the resources, money, and assets that I need. And or maybe it's not money, maybe it's the value and worth of relationship, partnership, and connection in your life. So that's Mars, that's the new moon, but then there's Neptune in Pisces, and that sort of brings this bigger question. You know, I really think it's worthwhile, Scorpio, going back to, like, who were you in 2011, 2012? Obviously a very different version of you, but that was the year, the years that Neptune went into your fifth sign. And the last decade plus have been a spiritual work about the self. Do you take yourself seriously? Do you take your talents, gifts, and abilities seriously? And to take yourself seriously, how can that be a spiritual work? Well, that's one of the ways in which of looking, one of the ways of looking at Neptune and Pisces, and also the transformations that you've made with yourself over the last 10 years plus. Mercury is turning retrograde, not a big deal. It is turning retrograde in something called your third. So maybe this is a little bit more of a time than the other signs for you to make sure that you dot your T's, you dot your I's, you cross your T's, and that you double check everything, and that you really look at the wisdom of the choices that you're making at the moment. Mercury will go back into Sag later this month, and it sort of brings that energy of choice to money and income, material stability. So maybe it's you need to sort of do a lot of thinking and feeling at this time right now, Scorpio. Sagittarius, happy belated, not belated, happy birthday, especially if your birthday is in the end of the sign. And here you have a Sagittarius new moon. Now, if your birthday is on the 13th, plus or minus a couple of days, it is a not just a new year for you, but it's a new year that brings in these energies of new beginnings. It's a time to have a personal reset. It's a time to turn the page. Even if it's not your birthday at that time, you do have access to this energy as a Sagittarius. So life may ask you to take a step forward, to, you know, especially with Mars in Sagittarius, to go after what you want, to go after what you need, to initiate something, initiate a new beginning. There's a lot going on in Sagittarius's astrology. You know, there's a lot going on in the mutable signs, which I said, you know, for the other previous signs. You know, it's not just the Sagittarius new moon, it's Neptune and Saturn in your fourth. This is a crossroads for you, Sagittarius. You know, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? I know Sagittarius sometimes has confidence, maybe, or in faith, maybe you feel the confidence a little bit shaky at the moment. Neptune and Saturn, by extension, the fourth, it also brings in this energy of home and family, your living situation, roots, foundation, where do I belong, where am I going, where am I headed? Saturn says that this is a time of really settling in and anchoring into your life. And then Jupiter, which rules you and it rules the new moon, says don't forget about taking care of yourself, don't forget about health and wellness and sort of the rituals that we all have to do as human beings. So as there is a sense of new beginnings, you may have to put it into practical action. And then Mercury turning retrograde. Mercury is a career planet and it's a relationship planet for you. It may mean that somebody from the past is popping in. That typically happens with Mercury retrograde. It may mean that you need to go back to something that requires your attention, unfinished conversation, a choice that needs a second look. Maybe something about career needs a little bit of a pivot point. Mercury will go back to Sagittarius. It's, you know, presently in Capricorn, money, income, material stability, security. And it goes back to you, and it will do that on the 23rd. So it's like things are a little bit like heavy and emotional, and then see how things are moving and turning as you get into Capricorn season and then Mercury back in Sagittarius. Capricorn, so Saturn's your planet. I always say this every week, Saturn is your planet. So it's just got a lot of focus over the next couple of years on one area of your personal astrology. Voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. It's education, it's movement, it's travel. Maybe there's just taking a lot of classes right now, Capricorn. Maybe you're taking classes, maybe you're teaching those classes, maybe you are writing, maybe you need to really be present and inhabit everything that you have to say. The other thing is that Pisces is a sign. It's very different than how you were experiencing the astrology over the past 6 years when Saturn was in Capricorn and Saturn was in Aquarius. Pisces is a water sign, and we have to go all the way back to Saturn in Scorpio, end of 2012, 13, 14, and a couple of months in 2015, where you were living life through the lens of water, feelings, emotions, connection, getting into sometimes the deepest feelings. With Saturn and Pisces, it's, you know, you're not doing something, not building or even taking on a responsibility because you have to. It's because you want to. It really connects to your heart. That's the thing about Pisces. It's like your heart and your soul and your spirit have to be in it. That said, you know, speaking of spirit, the Sagittarius new moon is something called your 12th. This is the new moon that precedes the sun coming into your sign. So it's your birthday season in a couple of weeks. Not even a couple of weeks, a week and a half almost. But the new moon says that over the next 4 weeks, and this does take you into your birthday season, it's a time to really let go. We all carry baggage, and I know that that word is overused, but I mean, it's a real metaphor. There's emotions, there's the past, there's feelings that we still carry, we still give real estate, in our life. So you have this new moon to really sort through the past, or sort through the baggage, or maybe it's spiritual baggage as well, to really give a time and practice and dedication to your spirituality, or to the discovery of something, or something that really fulfills you and nourishes you over the next 4 weeks. Neptune is in the same sign as Saturn. While they will not both make a conjunction in Pisces, the conjunction actually will be in Aries, 2024, the end of 2024 and 2025, they are very close to one another. And it's where, you know, the things that Capricorn, because it's a sign of matter, it typically wants to build, you know, it's like you can have your material life, of course, but the material has to be the support for the things that you love, the things that are in your heart and your spirit. So maybe this is the season that you're sort of coming back to yourself and coming back to the things that actually are closer to your spirit, for example. But it does mean going within, reflecting, letting go, getting quiet, and also listening to your intuition more. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet, and it's in Pisces. It's been in Pisces since March of 2023, and it's worthwhile, especially as we come to the end of the year, that you go back and you sort of look for the pivot points in about March or April. The next 3 years, 2023, all the way to the beginning of February 2026, it's about, on one hand, money, income, material stability, and security. On the other hand, it's about the things that you invest in, the things that you think you need. Do you really need them? And having a bit of a reframe with your material life and even the material world. Sagittarius for you is something called your 11th sign. When you get to like the 11th, the 12th, you're coming to the end of something. So you'll see this continue as you get into Capricorn season and that Capricorn new moon on the 11th of January, where it's about the future, it's about looking ahead, it's about preparing for the next cycle, it's also about friends and community. And so maybe this next 4 weeks is a more social time, a time for you to connect with people who are allies, people that you want to build community with, for example. This new moon creates some tension point with that Saturn and Neptune in the second. And it's to look at not just friends and community, but sort of the value of the people in your life and the value of the connections that you are maintaining. And maybe, you know, who is in your life now versus who was in your life even a couple of years ago, or certainly before the pandemic. If it's not community, it's about, you know, what's truly a value important for you in the future that you want to build for yourself. Maybe there's been a value shift, for example. But that's not on a very nuts and bolts level. This is about community, it's about friendship, but also on some level, it's about how friends and community really anchor you and give you a sense of like home and family. So it's to really build that part of your life, especially if it's been a bit battered over the last few years. It's to, you know, we need friends, we need community. It's an integral part of life. Oh, and the Mercury retrograde, it is turning retrograde in Capricorn. The Mercury retrograde is happening a little behind the scenes for you, so it's to look at choice, but it's to see how, you know, sometimes we make choices and they're very unconscious. We make choices because it's through the lens of the past, through the lens of how we are conditioned, our family, our social programming. And what if you really saw what was motivating a lot of your choices? But that said, pay attention to your dreams. Maybe sometimes the dreams and the intuition is where the real information and the aha moment is. Finally, Pisces. So there's just a lot going on in your sign right now, and it's not just Saturn. And Saturn, if you recall, has been in Pisces since March 7th of 2023. It'll be there until the beginning of February 14th of 2026. I know that's a long time. Everybody's life has these, you know, wherever Saturn is, we have these sort of 3 year chunks, but this is the last time Saturn was in your sign was 94, 95, and 96. Maybe you're old enough to remember that time. Maybe you can see a thread. Maybe you can see a parallel. When Saturn is in our sign, we need to take a step up in life. We can't put it off. We can't cut corners. We can't try to phone it in, as they say. We have to be very present. We need to be very grounded. We need to really take our duties and responsibilities seriously. A lot may be asked of you right now. Maybe it's like, okay, great, Pisces, you're doing really great with these responsibilities. I'm going to give you more. Saturn can be a promotion. Sometimes the promotion comes in the form of becoming a parent for the first time. You know, Saturn does mark the major milestones of life, and it can be a heavy energy. This new moon, although it's not necessarily picking up directly on Saturn, it is in a way roping you in. This new moon is in your career. And over the next 4 months, not 4 months, 4 weeks, there's something of some sort of new beginning happening in your professional life. Whether it's literally making a change, there's a job change, you get a new job, maybe there's just a focus on your professional life and focus on your public life, public reputations, duties and responsibilities. But it just adds to that sense that your life is a bit at a crossroads in a moment, that there's a lot being asked of you at the moment. With this new moon, it points towards Jupiter in Taurus. And Taurus is, for you, your third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. So maybe you're, from a very mundane level, taking classes that support your career. Or maybe you have to write something or speak or share something on a public level. Maybe it's about looking at your choices and how your choices show up in your professional life, or how you're choosing your professional life or professional direction. For some, it's really needing to take your voice seriously, for example. This energy also, with Mercury turning retrograde, it turns retrograde. Mercury is a planet that talks about your home environment, family, past, memories, household. It also talks about relationship. With Mercury turning retrograde in Capricorn, there might be something about a relationship. It could be a relationship within your community. It could be a friend. It could be something or someone who is an ally, who is sort of united with you in a cause. It could be somebody you have a professional connection with. But there's something about needing to walk back on something, to go back to something in relationship, go back to something in your home environment or family. You know, Mercury in Capricorn could also talk about the future, making sure that some of the key actors in your life are really on the same page as you, whether you believe in the same things or sort of rally behind the same cause. But it's a little bit of a heavy time for Pisces, and especially as you go into next year and then Jupiter goes into Gemini, it's like really feeling like major crossroads in your life. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of December 11th through 17th, 2023. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this has been Empowering Astrology. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can book a consultation with me. I know we're coming to the end of the year. I know some of you are my clients. I love really sitting with you all and talking about the chart and how the chart reveals itself in your life. And that's where I get to be a bit of a nerd. But book a consultation with me. I'm doing the webinar, The Astrology of 2024, on next week on the 20th of December, 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be recorded for those that can't watch live. You'll watch the next day, you watch it the weekend. And it will give you a lot of good pointers for the coming year. And you can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. And I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.